Hello and welcome to Girl by Cassandra. This episode is called Win Over Depression. So as many of you guys know, I wrote in my book about the fact that depression is indeed real. And as I sit in a car at a park waiting for some friends, I decided to share a little bit of information that I feel really is the key to overcoming or moving through or living with depression. Now, I was involved in a conversation, an event this past weekend, and we talked about depression. Questions were asked and emotions were expressed and ideas were challenged, and it really got emotionally intense because there were different people who were sitting at the table. There were those who had been through depression. There were those who were currently in depression. There were those who maybe have not experienced it but know a loved one who has struggled or struggles. And then I really believe that there are some people there that just had no idea what depression is or feels like or the reality of it, that it's not a choice, that it's not a decision like a bad mood can be. There are times when I get in a bad mood, and that is very different than the times that I've been depressed in the past. And so I shared a little bit. I was able to speak, and I wanted to really sum up everything that everyone had talked about and what I was observing from different personality types and how people's feathers were looking ruffled and people's views were being challenged. And really, like, nobody wants depression to win, right? We all want to have the victory over depression, whether it stems from biological makeup or a genetic disposition, preposition, whether it is brought on by tragedy or if it's a symptom of some kind of stress. Like, no matter what it is, nobody that I know is walking around and saying, you know what, you've got depression, so what? Like, we want it gone, right? We want it gone. It's a symptom of something, spiritual, mental, physical, whatever. It is a symptom. So I shared this and I want to share it with you now, because when I reflect and think about when I was depressed as a child, I didn't know that I wasn't attractive until someone told me I wasn't attractive. And really, at 6 and 7 years old, I wasn't necessarily thinking of myself in that way. But when someone, kids brought it to my attention that my eyes were big, and that became like a big deal to them. Like, I'm like, I remember looking in the mirror and I'm like, my eyes don't look big. Like, these are the same eyes I've had for 6, 7 years. They just look like my eyes. Or my skin is too dark. And some of that came from within my own family. Not mom, not dad. But, you know, sometimes siblings pick on or tease, and that really does stick with you. And now my skin is so beautiful, and oh, it's so chocolate, it's so ebony, it's so this and so that. But when I was 6 and 7, it's the very thing that I was teased about. And so I say this because for me, depression started at a very, very early age, and it knocked me off my feet because I had not even considered that anything about me was to be ashamed of or to feel insecure about until a whole lot of people kept pointing it out and saying it was wrong. And so I carried this insecurity and this need to fit in and this desire to belong with me for years and years and years. And it looked, you know, a different way at different stages in my life, because in elementary school, I tended to be a little bit shy and quiet. Towards the end, I developed an attitude, and that's how I like led the pack. And then in middle school, I started going to Future Business Leaders of America, FBLA meetings and conferences, and I started to develop some confidence, but I still was insecure in a lot of ways. So the badges and the awards and the accolades that I earned gave me a sense of security and a sense of confidence, but it was in what I was able to do and achieve, not in who I was. And so that was carried out in high school with different achievements and with good grades, and then in college with starting organizations and being a student leader, and then even in adulthood and getting engaged and married. Like, it wasn't until my husband told me that he was out and then left that I had to stand face to face with this thing called depression. I had to look it in the eye and I had to say, you know what? I want victory over you. This insecurity, this feeling of defeat is not the truth.